This episode of The Nate Darling Show is radio-friendly. All the funny, none of the cursing. The world is a big, stupid place.
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills!
And they're here to make fun of it. This is The Nate Darling Show. Now, here's Nate and the gang.
And of course, the gang is Jason Casey and Kareem Daniels. Gentlemen.
What up?
Good afternoon.
It's more than the one-man gang. It's the three-man gang. We've got a fun show for you. Does it feel like Friday? You know what's funny is we used to record this show on a Monday, but it never felt like a Monday. And now we record it on a Tuesday, but it feels like a Friday.
It's a weird thing. It's strange.
Yeah, it's a lot going on. It's my Friday. No, it's not. It's Tuesday. You just have a terrible job.
I mean, it's just like... Yeah, you know, it can be your weekend still.
Absolutely.
It can be your weekend.
It's my weekend. You can say it's my weekend all day long.
Because it's the end of your week.
But it's not your Friday. No. That is incorrect. You son of a bitch.
Yeah, literally.
Coming up on the show today, we have someone who's claimed... that he came up with the term snowflake as an insult. We'll tell you who that dick is. You probably heard of him. Plus, someone in Arizona sent out an invitation to a mass shooting on social media. We'll find out how that went down. And there's a problem with the principal.
Uh-oh.
You can't spell principal without pal. That's how you know the difference. A principal, something that you believe in, is P-L-E. A principal, the head of your school, is P-A-L. Huh. Well, this principal is not your pal.
No.
Uh-oh.
if you're certain students, anyway. Plus, we've got some Super Bowl predictions for you. But before we do that, any weekend plans, Jason?
I don't think so, man. I mean... You know, you kind of just play things by ear when you're a parent, you know, kind of like the way things are now. So we might have people over for the Super Bowl, but I don't know. We haven't made any plans.
Well, you got that new TV.
I know, man.
You want to show it off?
It's going to be beautiful. To watch commercials on.
Sure, yeah. So, parent-kid stuff, yeah.
Man, that's what I would imagine, you know. I don't know. We've been going on like little adventures, you know, like on Saturdays. Oh. Like if we don't do anything, we'll go on this last weekend, which was an awesome adventure. We went to the Woodland Costco.
Oh, yes.
And that's where we picked up the TV.
The Woodland Costco is a delight because unlike most Costcos, you can park somewhere near the front door.
Yeah.
And it doesn't take you an hour to get out of there.
And it is huge.
It's a big one.
It's huge. Yeah. But it was nice. I mean, you know, and you get a lot of steps in too when you're walking around Costco, you know, where you park. I think we did a walk when we came back. But yeah, so I mean, it's
is it really that's where you are? You're counting steps now?
No, not as well as I should.
Not as well as
did
I
she
did.
Let you bring your testicles with you today?
And I always got my testicles. Don't even worry about it.
There's his backpack.
You might think that, but man, my wife makes plenty of money. All right. I mean, like, there's a chance that maybe in the future I could quit my job and stay at home and just be a stay at home dad. And, you know,
so you're going to give her your testicles permanently? That's what you're saying?
No, that's not at all what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, like, you know, why is
rent to own?
Why is that the case? Like, when a man, like, has
loves
that type
woman.
Of, like, why does it have to be even listen? I'm still a man. Like, I still do man. Like, I play video games, all right? Like, I hang out.
You say you play Monopoly with her on the PlayStation?
No,
or the Xbox,
no,
the
man. I play the real games.
Let me give you a hint. Let me help you here. When you're exclaiming that I'm still a man, make sure your voice goes down at the end and not up. Because you went, I'm still a man.
That's just my voice.
I'm still a man.
Y'all playing Scrabble.
Man, you know what?
Monopoly.
You know, don't be. Well, you don't be sad.
You know how I know you brought your balls because Kareem is busting them hard.
I know,
right
he's
now.
Busting them hard, and you know what? It's all right because I might bust in his mouth. I'm just kidding.
It'd be blanks because she got them at home with her.
Hey,
they're on the kit. Did she put them up on a shelf so you can't reach them?
No, man.
Does she have a camera so she can watch you?
I have them
jump
in my pocket where they belong.
Nice.
She has a camera. She has a video camera so she can just record you trying to jump up and reach him.
Oh, yeah. No, she wouldn't be able to reach him. She's shorter than I am, you know. So
She sits in her office during the day and watches that camera. Let me see if he's trying to get him today.
You're ridiculous.
She brings the girls around. Like, look at him. She's trying to get his balls back.
I'd say I would. You know, there's a chance that I would agree with you in some way if, like, I didn't come out and do the podcast. If I didn't do shows on Saturday nights with the comedy
she does
still.
Let you out of the house.
I mean, like, I did do whatever I want, you know? Yes. I mean...
Yeah, she lets you do that so you can make... She lets you do that so you can feel bad about not having your balls.
Man, I'm gonna punch you in your balls.
Kareem, what you got going this weekend? Keeping your pimp hands strong? Is that what's happening?
I'm keeping my pimp hands strong. Oh, man. So I'm going to hang out with my buddy Al and watch the Super Bowl with him because he's a big Falcons fan. So, and he always comes out and supports me. So I'm going to make sure I make it to his house for the Super Bowl.
Nice.
And then Saturday is the opening art reception for my buddy Milton 510 Bowens at the Brick House African plus American, A Forced Marriage. So that's Saturday from 5 to 8 at the Brick House. So
tomorrow.
That'll be a great exhibit.
I think Chris and I are going to that. We're going to stop by and see that exhibit.
Yeah, so we'll do the opening reception. He'll do a quick talk.
Enjoy it while you can.
Yes.
As you gentrify the neighborhood.
That is it.
Full on, full bore stuff.
He's going to be real militant next week because this is all Black Power.
He'll be over with his dashiki.
Yes.
It's Black History Month, for God's sake.
Exactly.
Well, it's got to be weird to own a house in Oak Park in Black History Month and be as white as the driven snow.
You know...
Do you feel like you've co-opted it a little bit?
No, I don't at all.
Okay.
I feel like...
Kareem, does he co-opt it a little bit? Just a little?
Just a little, yeah.
Okay.
Complaining about people parking in front of his house.
And that's just old man stuff. That's not something that grandpa does.
He thinks about going to say something to his neighbor and then he gets there and he's like 6'4" and it's dark as midnight. He's like, yeah, bye.
This whole thing with parking, I figured it out. This is the territorial part. This is the part where he's going to exercise his territorial right.
Yes.
Outside of the house. It's all good.
Oh man,
it's all good. My wife's going to be at the Super Bowl, so I'm going to be hanging out.
We love you, Jason.
It's true, we do. Very much. If we didn't, we wouldn't bother with you. We'd just ignore you.
Exactly.
Be like, who's that? Who's that little fellow over there? I don't know. He keeps showing up. We don't invite him, but here he is. But no, we love you, so we pick on you. That's the way it goes. So obviously, I'll be watching the Super Bowl. Hopefully, work will be done so that I can actually enjoy the weekend. This past weekend, just as a counterbalance to Jason's fun little outing, my last weekend, Saturday, we got up, we went to brunch at the casino in Lincoln, and then my wife took me to Goat House Brewing where we drank beer. That was Saturday. Sunday, we went grocery shopping in the morning, she made some dip, and then we sat on the couch and watched the Royal Rumble, including the pre-show, all the way through. 6 hours of WWE action.
Were you just like so happy?
I was so happy. And then it ended and the world came flooding back. The world came flooding back.
So not only does his wife let him keep his ball, she gives him an extra one.
Mm-hmm. My wife just let me buy a brand new TV this last weekend.
That's like, true.
I mean, like,
that's a big deal.
And she lets me play video games like whenever I want. Like, that's also like, it's not just something like I hear how. I just know I'm a very lucky man.
You are.
You know
you
what?
Are. It is great that your wife lets you play Scrabble and Monopoly with her.
Oh my
god. Xbox.
I don't think I've ever played either of those games on the Xbox. Like, first of all, you're insulting my gamer nature right there. Like, I definitely have been playing Doom.
Oh yeah, and I forgot about pinball.
I've been playing Doom. I've been playing Forza Horizon 3. Dope game. It's amazing. And, you know, the thing about that is I do feel like less of a man because I don't own a Ferrari or a Lamborghini, which would just be so awesome to drive. I have to play it on, you know, video game.
I think that's the protest too much.
it's interesting. All right. let's move forward here. Let me see. I need to get the music to set the stage for this. And I know I have it here somewhere. Oh, my goodness. I must have it somewhere. Or maybe I don't. Oh, well. So the Super Bowl. Super Bowl predictions. We'll start with you, Jason. You are the least football-y person in the room. Who do you like?
Well, here's the thing. Is like, there's that idea that, like, you know, Brady wins. He can be the greatest football player ever, you know, quarterback ever. So many championships, you know, yada yada yada, or it could be the Falcons. So I don't know.
Way to break it down.
I mean, like, I hope it's the Falcons because I've been a Miami fan since I was a little kid, and I'm not a big fan of the Patriots.
Okay.
Or the Bills. So
you're picking Atlanta.
Of course, yeah.
Okay, Kareem, who have you got?
I got the Falcons.
Any particular reason why?
Their offense.
You know their offensive coordinator lost their playbook.
Yeah, I know that.
The presumptive head coach of my San Francisco 49ers lost the playbook for a half an hour when he misplaced his backpack.
Yes, I saw that. Him and the reporter.
Yeah, good job. I'm going to go against type here. I'm going to pick the Patriots to win. Why? I saw what they did to the Steelers. Now, I know the Falcons are better than the Steelers. I know they got more weapons. I know they're playing at a high level. I just I don't like the Falcons in the big game.
And I'm a little weary of Matty Ice because every time I've used him, he's cost me money.
So we'll see how it goes. But
I think the losing of the playbook, just to let you know, like, because of the history with the Patriots and stuff like that, I think it was a fake playbook that he lost, and maybe somebody you know, took down all the plays and thinks that they have the playbook now for the Falcons, and really he's like, ha, you know, they're gonna be trying to run plays that don't exist that they're not even using.
Yeah, that's it.
I'm telling you, it's like. Yes.
By the way, what let me go back to my 49ers for a second here. Now, I'm baffled by this team and their hiring of the general manager.
I told my friend who's a 49ers fan that she needs to pick a new team.
I actually went into our sports director's office and I said to him, I said, Jim, can you give me one reason why I shouldn't just get rid of all of my 49ers paraphernalia and start over with a new team? Because it feels like it's going to be a rough one because they signed John Lynch, great football player.
Yes.
Never been in football management.
No.
To a 6-year contract. Do you know who also got signed to a nice contract to run a team?
Matt Millen.
Matt Millen with the Lions. How did that work out?
Did not.
Worst team in the NFL.
We were like 16-82 or something. Like
it was bad times. It was bad times. So
it was really bad times.
It was.
Those were very bad times.
Not good. Not good. People dropping stuff everywhere.
Yes. I'm like, how do you, like, you just messed up hiring Chip Kelly as your coach. Mm-hmm. So how do you go back to your fans with a hire like this? I don't even I don't even understand it. Like, your ego is, like, beyond. You have, like, a Donald Trump ego to mm-hmm. do some crap like this.
Mm-hmm. And a brand new stadium that's going to be half full.
Yes.
Notice I didn't say half empty because I'm optimistic. That's what it's about. All right. So I've referred to Ohio as the Florida of the North before because it keeps proving to be the case. Well, this time an ambulance was stolen, and that was just the beginning of what happened in Ohio. We'll have a report for you as soon as this buffers. Buffering, 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 buffering,
buffering.
I'm Steve Baker, WHIO.com. The stolen Sydney Fire Department rescue squad collided with his pickup truck at Michigan and Vandermark Road in Sydney late this morning. The squad was stolen from Wilson Memorial Hospital, ER, by a patient that the paramedics had just taken to the hospital.
And at that point, he actually fled the scene even further on foot to the area of entrance of Applebee's, where he attempted to take another vehicle from a female. Quick-witted citizens at that point held him down and pinned him down until police arrival, and he was taken into custody.
It appears the individual rummaged through the back of the squad before driving off with it. The individual is in the Shelby County Jail. I'm Steve Baker, WHIO.com.
The squad would be the ambulance. He was taken to the hospital for treatment of drug-related issue, but he refused treatment and took off with the ambulance.
There aren't even words.
Yeah. Well, if you're going to carjack, the best place to do it is in an Applebee's.
Of course, Applebee's.
Applebee's, Club B's. All right. In New York, here's a principal that gets a D for deception. Ooh. During the last two visits by the district superintendent for a quality review, Rochelle Legions, the leader of PS106 in Far Rockaway, Queens, rounded up 6 to 8 of the most disruptive students and hid them in a trailer in the schoolyard. Children in several grades who frequently scream, fight, and throw things were allegedly stashed out of sight and earshot while District 27 Superintendent Mary Barton toured classrooms to evaluate the troubled school, which is now on a state watch list because of rock-bottom test scores. That's one way to handle it.
Wasn't that a movie? What was that movie? With Christian Slater?
Do the Right Thing?
No.
No, it wasn't Do the Right Thing.
Christian Slater wasn't in Do the Right Thing.
Yeah, no, he was not. Christian Slater wasn't.
No, he was not.
Heathers? No.
No, it's Pump Up the Volume.
Oh, Pump Up the Volume.
Oh,
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, that was a movie.
Well, kids seen as troublemakers, including some with special needs, were removed from classrooms before Barton visited last May and in November to prevent embarrassing ruckus. You could walk by any time of the day and there'll be two kids beating each other up, a staffer said. Well, the ploy worked. When the superintendent came, it was quiet and calm. Instead, the outcasts were allegedly kept occupied on laptops and even ate lunch in the mobile unit, which is normally used for offices. So they weren't locked in a trail. The first part of the article makes it sound like they were locked in a storage unit out there with no windows. But still, staffers are irate at the ruse, saying parents were apparently kept in the dark and would be shocked to learn their kids were isolated. I would be absolutely disgusted that you're treating my child like a dirty little secret, one fumed. Well,
maybe you should learn how to parent your child.
Yeah. Anyway, Legions, who's the principal, refused to speak with a reporter. The City Department of Education said the school routinely uses the trailer to provide student services, but we'll look into the allegation. So, yeah, it's bad. It's a bad time. PS106, not a good time to be there. So that's bad times in New York City. And the photos in the story are really garbage overflowing dumpsters, which is, you know, not a school problem. That's really more a Department of Sanitation problem. But the children are hidden, and that's the important thing. All right, now off to Arizona, where it's a little bit warmer and I'm going to say a little bit crazier, where Thomas Hunter was arrested.
Breaking news right now. A joke doesn't matter. Seriously disturbing social media threats just putting a guy behind bars. Thomas Hunter posted comments asking, quote, who wants to go on a mass killing spree? He claimed to have, quote, prey picked out, along with how to pull off the whole thing. What's more, Hunter owns a home with a direct view of the playground at an elementary school in Humboldt. But he was eventually arrested at a different property, and that was in Prescott Valley.
By the way, if you see the guy's mugshot, he clearly does not have a plan to get away with anything. Because he's nuts.
Yeah.
Nuts, I tell you. Nuts!
He's nuts.
He is nuts.
Get ready for some judging. It's time for Cool or Tool.
All right, first up in Cool or Tool, Ohio. Jason.
It's the land from where my mother's family comes from, so let's say it's cool.
Kareem.
Tool.
The only thing cool about Ohio is the billboards, because they alternate between Jesus and porn stores.
That is true.
If you drive through Ohio.
That is real.
Cleveland's in Ohio.
It sure is, Jason. It sure is. Yes.
Toledo's in Ohio.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is the only good thing about Cleveland.
And the Cavaliers.
But again, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
and that's kind of overrated, too. Up next in Cooler Tool, hiding your problems. Scream.
It's cool until they find out.
Jason, you're now a parent. What about hiding your problems?
No, you can't hide your problems, man. It's going to affect you negatively.
Yeah, hiding your problems is Tool. Let them out.
Tool.
Let your freak flag fly.
Let it fly.
Unless you don't put America first, and then you might want to fold that freak flag up and keep it in a drawer for the next 4 years.
Dad.
It's just inviting trouble. You're a freak flag, I'm saying. And finally, in Cooler Tool, social media invites. Social media invites. Jason.
Yeah, I get a lot of these because I have a lot of friends that are in the improv scene.
Uh-huh.
Tool.
Kareem.
I'm going to say Tool in this case.
You are both correct. It's too much. Stop. Please stop. And Facebook has made it worse because you will get invited to things. You don't even have to say that you're interested or that you maybe go. You'll still get reminders that you've been invited to this terrible thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like, I didn't want to mark no because who knows? I might get a wild hair and go, you know what? I want to go to that. Usually not. But every now and then.
I usually try to just say no, trying to be honest, you know.
Well, I'm being honest when I say sometimes, you know, maybe I will go.
I do say maybe sometimes.
But I don't say maybe now. You don't say maybe. They still show, oh, yeah, there's an event going on here. And worse, they try and trick you. Because today I saw one pop up that said, your friend Kareem Daniels is going to an event near you. And I thought, well, good for him. I don't ask him how to live his life.
Was it really even near you?
I didn't look.
I hate when I drive by like an area where it's going to be like, it's like, oh, you're by this person and this person. You're like, no, like, it's like 15 miles ago. It's
I didn't slow down for them.
Yeah,
I did not slow down for them. All right. So now one of the big things that especially conservative people like to do, and sometimes older people like to do, is criticize people by calling them snowflakes.
Mm-hmm.
You've heard it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
These little liberal snowflakes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, where did that come from? Well, the guy who wrote Fight Club is taking credit for it. For coining the term snowflake is an insult. He's from Portland. Portland, Oregon. That seems very anti-Portland, but I'm guessing he's from outside of Portland. He spoke to the Evening Standard. He said he coined the word snowflake as an insult in Fight Club. It's a piece of exposition from one of the book's main characters, Tyler Durden, that challenges the reader, or in this case of the film, the viewer, that he or she isn't anything special. You're not special. You're not a beautiful and unique snowflake. He went on to tell the Standard that even in his views, those who lean left and students in general tend to be too sensitive and reactionary, Jason, thus deserving of the title.
Snowflake.
I always thought snowflake would be something like, not that it's not unique, but it's something very fragile that when exposed to the least amount of heat just melts.
Yeah.
I think that's a better insult than you're not unique.
Exactly.
Yeah, big deal. You're not unique. So what? But you're going to melt when I turn the heat on you. You're going to melt like a snowflake.
Possibly.
Have you snowflaked on me, Jason? Have I been too hard on you?
No, I'm not a snowflake. I don't even like... Man, I would punch somebody in the face. Like I was telling Chris today that like we need to get some guns. You know? So I mean like
you're ready to start pistol whipping people.
I'm ready to start. I mean like listen, you never know, man. When you get dictators coming into power.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe this is all a ruse.
It's a ruse to get Jason to buy a gun.
Mm-hmm. Better buy some bullets quick before the law changes.
I already have them.
Okay. You preemptively bought them. Don't have a gun. I'm gonna throw it at you really hard.
Listen, you know the
it's gonna hurt.
People have to come to me to get bullets. You know what I'm saying?
Like, oh, hmm. All right, so
I don't have any bullets.
We've lost.
I don't have any bullets.
Please don't come to my house. Don't come to my house to steal bullets from me. I don't have any.
Yeah.
I don't have any bullets.
I have a shotgun.
Just kidding.
I have an angry cat.
Watch out for him.
Watch
out.
I will throw him at you. I will throw him at you and he will claw you. And you know you can get an infection from what's under their nails. It's a bad thing.
I have a 9-iron.
I don't have a 9. I have a 3-wood. I do have a bat. I will go out. If I hear something outside, I will go outside with a bright flashlight and a bat.
Yeah.
Boom. Or you get a big mag light. You get one of those big, like, 8-cell mag lights that they used to have back in the day. That's what you get. That's a nice thing to hit somebody upside the head.
I have all three of those.
That is nice. See, I like the small, bright flashlight because then I can see what I'm bashing in the face.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they can't see because it's too bright.
Yeah.
Just all of a sudden, they're seeing bright light, and then they're seeing nothing.
Yeah.
That's the plan. You know who really should have that happen? British guys.
Of course.
Because Spanish police are refusing to patrol the island of Ibiza, claiming they're not paid enough to deal with the hordes of rowdy, sex-mad British tourists. The lack of officers has become so bad that Spain's interior minister has called it a priority problem. Last year, a record number of 7.1 million tourists descended onto the White Island just off the east coast of Spain, but officials' figures show the number of police stationed in Ibiza is 241.
Oh, wow.
That's 50 less than 10 years before. Since then, the population has risen from 100,000 to 150,000, and officers are paid between 1,600 to 1,700 euros a month, which is not enough to cover pricey apartment rentals on the island, which costs around $1,600 in the winter. It's not worth anyone coming here because they have to spend all their wage on accommodation. That's head of the local police force. Last summer, 76 Brits were arrested on the island. 594 were granted emergency travel documents for losing items like passports, and 258 needed other assistance by the British Council.
Wow.
There's also been a rise in people coming to Ibiza in the wake of attacks in Turkey and Tunisia. So, and of course, the celebrities who went to Ibiza.
Yeah.
So and then there was that. Oh, what? Hold on. Let me. I have music for that, I think.
British guys get drunk and hump.
Well, yeah, there's that. There's totally that. Hold on. Where is that? Where, here it is. I think you'll recognize this. Yeah. Yeah. Mike Posner. Oh, there. Now I have to edit.
Oops.
Nice job. Now I'm angry at Ibiza. I'm angry at the British people, and I'm going to have... I wish it were Monday, because then I would have grievances. I would have grievances with all you sons of... You know who you are.
Balls
to Gators. Here's Florida Corner.
A Florida woman was arrested after she pelted a cop with a wet used tampon.
Ew. It happens sometimes.
Which a police report characterized as a deadly weapon.
Oh, come on now.
AIDS, man. AIDS.
Yeah. Kareem is correct. According to cops, Takora Fields, who's 28, was involved in a brawl in the St. Petersburg, where she lives. As Officer Andre Souza investigated the fight, Fields told the cop to...
Yeah, you should have waited with this one.
To suck her piece. That's a quote.
Oh, man.
She's adding, from the South.
Adding, quote, I'll hit you with my tampon, you bitch.
She is definitely from the South.
The tampon was destined for the patrolman's mouth.
Oh!
Well, where else would you put it?
After issuing the threats, Fields was seen with both of her hands in her genital area with her pants open. She was then observed throwing a, quote, wet white paper object at Sousa. The tampon struck the officer's left shoulder. After flinging it, she sought to flee to a nearby residence, but she was apprehended following a successful taser deployment.
Oh, yeah. She is definitely from the South.
Charged with aggravated battery on a law enforcement officer, that's a felony. The crime was carried out, a criminal complaint notes, by use of a deadly weapon, to wit, a used tampon. She was released from custody after posting $5,000 bond. Her rap sheet includes prior arrests for disorderly conduct and disorderly intoxication. Shocker.
I wonder who she was fighting.
Everybody creeps.
She probably was.
She was literally fighting everybody because that's what you do when you're in a situation like that.
Oh,
you just fight everybody. What's worse, that or the drive-thru?
That was worse.
Well, because I actually believe this one. Last one was quite suspect.
Maybe, maybe not. I suspect that it happened. Also in Florida, it's not just the ladies doing it. Mm-mm. Close that so I can scroll. A multitasking pervert is behind bars after Florida cops arrested him for masturbating as he squirted hair conditioner in the buttocks area of female shoppers at Target.
What? Man, this is ridiculous.
Brian Dijon Boyd, who's yeah, he was arrested Sunday afternoon in connection with a series of vile encounters at a Target in Tampa. Store surveillance video recorded Boyd knowingly and intentionally squirting white-in-color hair conditioner on the back and buttocks area of four unsuspecting female victims. Thankfully, it was hair conditioner that he was squirting on them. That's what I would... That's the only good part of this. I'm really reaching. As he crept up on the women, Boyd has the sweatpants pulled down away from the waist area and was stroking what appeared to be his penis.
What appeared to be?
When confronted by the sheriff's deputy, the 6'1", 300-pound Boyd pulled away from the cop and escaped from Target. He was subsequently apprehended and charged with six misdemeanors, including four counts of battery and indecent exposure. Pick his mugshot, he's squinting and wearing a shirt that says whatever on it. He was put in the Hillsborough County Jail on $6,000 bond. He's got a lengthy rap sheet, I'm shocked. Collars for marijuana possession, contempt, possession of drug paraphernalia, violating probation, theft, credit card fraud, carrying a concealed weapon, and exposure of sexual organ, for which he was convicted last year.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Nice job, Dijon. You certainly are a spicy mustard, aren't you?
Oh, man. That's scary.
By the way, if you need spicy mustard or hair conditioner, really anything else, where do you get it?
Amazon?
That's right. You hit the shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com, and it can be delivered direct to your home. Mm. You could even do the Amazon pantry like you're doing, Jason, and get repeat items like diapers delivered over and over again.
Just got delivery today.
There you go.
You got some adult ones this time?
Man. No, we got plenty of those.
That's right. He's just going to lose a little weight and use the same ones.
That's right.
It's all good.
Count steps.
I appreciate it. Our friend Ted Sampson, that's how he gets cat litter. He does not haul cat litter home from the store. He makes his mailman do it.
That's it.
We got some delivered on Sunday, and I felt really bad for the mail lady.
Yeah, how's that civil service job working out now?
Oh, Saturday, excuse me.
Yeah, well, that's going to wrap it up for us. We'll see you on Monday. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. And remember to use the Shop Amazon tab at natedarlingshow.com.